Good morning. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. The psalm for today is Psalm 32. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Selah. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgivest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely, in the floods of great waters, they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be kept with bit and bridle, lest they come not near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. This is the word of the Lord. Father, may you bless the reading of your word to our hearts today. In Jesus' name, amen. O Father God, who is like unto you? There is none like unto you. You're great, you're awesome, you're holy, you're righteous. You are just God. Father, this day, we lift you up, we honor you, we bless you. Father, we pause to give you glory and to let you know that we appreciate you. Father, we are nothing without you, and we appreciate you, Lord. Father, this morning we thank you that you have forgiven our transgressions, and we are blessed as a result of that. That when we trust you as our Lord and Savior, when we believe that you love us, when we believe that you took the punishment for our sin, when we believe that you died, you rose again, and that, dear Father God, when we trust you as Lord and Savior, you give unto us eternal life. Oh, we thank you that you, dear Father God, has forgiven us, and that, dear Father God, we can call unto you at any time. Father, the psalmist David went on to say, when he acknowledged his sin unto you, dear Father God, he said he did not hide his iniquity from you. Dear Father God, he confessed his transgressions unto you, and you forgave. I pray that all who are listening today would have this conversation with you, Lord, and that they would just talk to you about whatever it is that is bothering them. Father, if there's unforgiveness in their heart and in their spirit, oh Father God, may the Holy Spirit drive it out. Father God, I pray that whoever is listening would recognize that if they hold iniquity in their hearts, that you will not hear them, dear Father God. Father, I pray that everyone, as the psalmist said, who is godly, will pray unto you in a time when you may be found. Holy Father God, we thank you that you are our hiding place. Father, we thank you that you will preserve us from trouble. Dear Father, you shall encompass us about with songs of deliverance. We thank you that you are a mighty deliverer. Father God, I pray that all who are listening, Father, there's someone, dear Father God, who is going through some sort of distress right now. Father, it may be marital problems. It may be problems in relationships. Father, it may be problems with their children or their children's children. Father, someone may be looking for a job. Oh, Father God, someone may be at work and the people are just so terrible to them, Lord. Holy Father God, I pray that they would recognize that you are their refuge, you are their strength, and that, dear Father God, you have everything under control, and that they would just cast all their cares on you, that you will take up their cause and you will be their defender, you will be their deliverer. Father God, may they just reach out to you in faith, believing, dear Father God. Father, the psalm went on to say, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with mine eye. Let them walk in your ways, Lord. Let them know that you know the way to the wilderness, and all that they have to do is follow. Father God, let them remember that you have taken care of the wicked. All, dear Father God, who have risen up against them, you have already dealt with it. And dear Father God, I pray that they will walk in victory today. Dear Father God, knowing that your mercy will encompass all who trust in you. Lord, I pray today that all who listen will be glad in the Lord. They will rejoice, dear Father God. They would look at themselves and say, am I righteous? And if I'm not, Lord, I pray that they would take steps to trust you so that you can give them your righteousness. Lord, I pray today that all who listen, their children's children, I bring before you. Father, I will call some countries specifically, but wherever this prayer is heard, Lord, may you move. May you just, dear Father God, show them that you are real and that you love them. So I bring my family, my friends, my prayer partners, my cousins, sisters-in-laws, brothers-in-laws, dear Father God, friends that I've had for years, like who, dear Father God, I do not even know that they may be hearing this, but I pray in the name of Jesus that all, dear Father God, will be blessed and inspired in the mighty name of Jesus. So I bring those in England, in Tortola, in St. Thomas, in Antigua, in St. Kitts and Nevis, in Barbados, in Jamaica, dear Father God, in Canada, in the mighty name of Jesus, dear Father God, in Bermuda, in Antigua, in Anguilla, dear Father God, Lord Father, wherever this is heard, Father God, let none be excluded, but that, dear Father God, this would go all over, and all who hear will be blessed. We thank you today, Lord. We love you. We bless you. And we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. God bless you. I love you. And just know that in the still hours of the night, even before I do this, I'm praying for you. God loves you. And all he wants is for you to love him back. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.